Good morning, everyone. We come to the last chapter in the book of 2 Thessalonians. Paul is wrapping up all of his instructions and encouragement to them. Just a little reminder of who the Thessalonians are here, that they're new Christians. They've only been Christians for a little while. Paul was there when they came to faith. They also are facing persecution. They're going through hard times. Their community is or at least some in their community, are rejecting them, rejecting the message of Jesus, and making life very, very difficult for them. They're having a really hard time. They're thinking about heaven. They're thinking about coming judgment, and they're wanting to follow Jesus. Paul here is, or last week as Michael preached, you saw some of Paul's prayer for the Thessalonians. And this morning, it's going to switch a little bit, and Paul is going to ask for prayer. And he's going to ask for some very specific things that they would be praying for him and his co-workers in the gospel. So we'll just look at a short passage this morning, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. Hear the word of the Lord. Finally, brothers, pray for us that the word of the Lord may speed ahead and be honored as happened among you, and that we may be delivered from wicked and evil men, for not all have faith. But the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one. This is God's word. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you that we can pray to you, Lord. We thank you that you long to be in conversation, in relationship with us, oh Lord God. We thank you, Father, for Jesus, for sending your Son to die on the cross in our place, that all who believe in him are saved, O Lord God. I pray that you would teach us how to live as followers of Jesus, Lord. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Paul is asking for prayer. And significantly, he's asking that you would pray for evangelism. Pray for the spreading of the gospel throughout the communities where he is going to go, where he has been, where the Thessalonians are living, throughout the entire world, that the gospel would go forth, that the work of evangelism would be done. First, in verse 1, he says, pray that the word of God is spread. It says, finally, brothers, pray for us. And just, again, a real basic thing here, prayer. Prayer is beautiful. Prayer is essential. Prayer is good. That we are to be people of prayer, lifting one another up before the Lord constantly and continually, that we are to pray for each other. Here, even Paul humbly says he needs prayer. Right? He's not saying, look, I pray for you guys, but I'm so advanced in my faith and my relationship with God, I don't need prayer. No, not at all. He's also asking for prayer for God's work. As he is a worker for God, as we all are as Christians, as born-again believers, that we are working for God and we're praying for God's work. Specifically here, he's going to pray for a few different things, which we'll look at. And the first thing he prays for is that the word of the Lord may spread ahead and be honored. Again, verse 1 here. Paul is going around, he's sharing the word of God with people. He's telling people about Jesus. He's telling people how much Jesus loves them and that he died for them. And he's saying, we can't just do the work of sharing Jesus with people. We should be praying for it as we go about our work, before we go about our work. I would suggest after we go about the work of sharing the gospel, telling people about Jesus, praying that God's word would spread. Now, it implies the work. It implies that he's spreading the word, and that they are to be, the Thessalonians are to be spreading the word, and that we all as believers are to be spreading the word, telling people about Jesus, sharing what the word of God says with all humility and gentleness and earnestness and with love. As I was just reminded of again this morning, none of us believe in Jesus because we're awesome, because we're super smart, or we're really good people. And so, of course, we believe it because, you know, I mean, we're really good. No, it's because of God's mercy. It's God's mercy to us that we believe, if we believe. It was his grace, his free gift to us, out of his love for us, not because we had done something that caught his eye and made him go, wow, those folks are pretty special. And so as we are sharing the gospel, it's with humility and with a desire that more and more people would come to know Jesus as their Savior, would come to believe in Jesus in our families, in our friend groups, in our neighborhoods, our communities, throughout the world. That people would come to know Jesus. And he's saying, pray about this. Pray that the word of God would just like be like a forest fire and just spread so quickly. He gives us an example. He says, as happened among you. Remember, Paul was only with the Thessalonians for about 3 weeks, it appears, right? And the Holy Spirit just went nuts. And just people, that's not a theological term. The Holy Spirit was so active in saving people and opening eyes to see Jesus, opening hearts to believe and love Jesus. Paul was there sharing the gospel, but the Holy Spirit was there doing the work. And Paul says, pray that happens again. That's so awesome. So pray and pray and pray and pray and keep praying that the word is spread. I would say, including that, pray for the workers, which is us. Pray that there are those who will go about. Pray that we, pray for each other, that we, this week, we'll get up and have conversations with people about Jesus. To share the love and truth of who Jesus is. Secondly, also in verse 1, which I've sort of covered here too, but pray that the word is received by people. Pray that it goes ahead and is honored, is received, is believed in. So pray for the workers, for the work of it going out, and then pray for how people receive it. They're two different things. We are not responsible, we don't have the power, the ability to change people's hearts. I think we forget that sometimes. We get nervous and say, well, I don't know enough about the Bible. I don't know enough Bible verses. Or if someone is asking me about Jesus and they ask tough questions, I don't know how to answer them. Me neither. I mean that earnestly. I don't know enough Bible. I don't know enough answers to hard questions. But our call is to share the Word of God. It's our job, our calling from God, to sow the seeds. God is the one who does the work. God is the one who changes hearts. God is the one who brings people to saving faith in Jesus Christ. We are called to be faithful in sharing the word. But pray that it is received. Pray that hearts are changed and that people come to know Jesus as their Savior, to follow Jesus, to believe Him. Are we actively praying for our community? I would just suggest again, we're not praying for those dirty, rotten scoundrels who live next to us to become more like us and be good people who go to church. See, if that's our prayer, I don't know if we've really grasped the gospel. We too are the dirty, rotten scoundrels. We too are the ones with evil intent in our hearts and sinfulness and pride and selfishness and all kinds of things that usually are so hard for us even to see in ourselves. There but by the grace of God go I. And so we pray, Lord, help me to share the good news of Jesus Christ with people this week. And God, give them receptive hearts to your word. That's what Paul's asking for. It's two different prayers there. And let's understand that again, from a humility standpoint, we're not saying we're right and you're wrong. That's not the point. It's that we believe there's a sickness in the heart of every person called sin, and out of deep compassion for people, we want them to be healed. And Jesus says He is the way, the truth, and the life. And none come to the Father except through Him. Third, Paul prays for deliverance from evil. He commented at the end of verse 2 that... This is all in verse 2. It says, also pray that we may be delivered from wicked and evil men, for not all people have faith. So there is evil and wickedness in the world. It's not clear in the English translation here. But when he says here, wicked and evil men, it is plural. It's really the wicked and the evil men. So he's got some people specifically in mind here. She doesn't lay out. It's whatever people who some of the people in the community and other communities where he goes, there's always some persecution that comes up against him and the sharing of the gospel. So he's thinking of some specific people here. I do not believe he is thinking of specific groups, that he's talking about a type of person or a group of person. And I think that's so important for us to take a step back and realize in our, just our angry day and age. We want enemies, and we want them to be not a person necessarily, but a group of people. So we can shake our fists at people and call that group or this group evil. I don't think the wicked and evil men are the Democrats. I don't think they're the Republicans either. I don't think they're the LGBTQ community. I don't think they're, I don't know, whatever, come up with another group that we don't like. It's not a group that's evil. There are going to be some across all groups and social, economic, and religious, and everything who are going to oppose God's work. Yes, and we can recognize that. Paul says, don't be surprised. Why? For not all have faith. Some people aren't born again. Of course they don't know. Of course they're going to do things that are wicked and evil. I do too. I'm afraid to say. Difference is that I have faith because of God's mercy to me, his grace to me. Not because I'm awesome. But we do say that there is an enemy. And there are people who will be opposed to the work of God. And so Paul is saying, pray. As the gospel goes forth, pray that it goes. Pray that people receive it. And pray that the enemy and all of his workers are put out of commission. That we may be delivered from them. For not all people have faith. But we know and can be sure, verse 3, that God is faithful to his people. There's an intentional dichotomy set up here. Not all people have faith, so expect evil things. But the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one. I think this goes so well with the passage that Michael read from Ephesians chapter 6, right? The armor of God passage. He will establish you. He will enable you to stand. He will guard you against the evil one with the shield of faith and the breastplate of righteousness and the helmet of salvation and the belt of truth and the shoes, boots, the readiness of the gospel, sword of the Spirit. Paul knows he's going to go through hard times, that the enemy is going to cause things to be very difficult, going to cause problems. I don't think he expects them to stop. but he expects the work of the evil one to be nullified so that the gospel does go forth as God wills it. And so, take heart. Be at peace. Trust God in the midst of this work to which we're called, of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and of praying for people to receive it. Pray that the evil one will be stopped and the gates of hell will not prevail against the kingdom of heaven. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what our experiences of it are in any given moment. We trust not by what we feel or what seems to be true at the moment. We trust in the Word of God. And we pray. Let's be praying for our community. Let's be praying for ourselves to be witnesses in the community. There are people in our community who are hurting. Who are hurting. And they don't know Jesus. They don't know love and forgiveness. They don't know grace. And God has, called us, invited us to be sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with people this week. Let's pray for the gospel to reach our community. Let's pray. Father God, I pray that your word would spread throughout our community quickly, powerfully, tenderly. And I pray, O Lord God, that you would prepare hearts and minds to hear your word, to see you, Lord Jesus, and to love you, to believe you. I pray, Lord, you would keep the evil one far away, defeat his works, O Lord God, and protect us as we enter into this sacred battle against the wiles of the enemy. We pray in Jesus' name, amen.